Okay. We gotta talk. But before we begin, first of all, new merchandise are in the item shop. And yeah, go check them out. They're amazing. New item shop merchandise. Extremely expensive. Yeah, I'm going to get to that question pretty soon. Just give me a moment to you guys. The question is very much important, though. Apex
is going to be the death of me someday.
I don't understand. Why did it just not make a show of this? Like, they could literally just take time off. You know, create a little short show that we can enjoy. That'll be super exciting. I love the game. I love how it's a game also. A little show of it would be super cool.
Would be amazing. I would love to see Apex Legends show. Tell me who wouldn't love to see an Apex Legends show. I mean, to me, that would just be yes. I love it.
Punk Parlors outfits. They're a new outfit for the Apex Legend. They are amazing. They look cool, as you can see. For those who follow me on Spotify, they're amazing, and I love them so much. I think they're not a little bit. Pokey Power. Outfits, probably not a little bit, a lot expensive. Maybe I'm being generous there. A lot expensive and extreme expensive. And I've been hearing people complaining, saying that these price in these merchandise needs to be a little lower. And I totally agree. This is just gonna make people run away from Apex because how much these outfits are costing. They're ridiculous amount expensive, and it's just this is the way to eventually destroy the game. I don't see this game heading anywhere until they fixed on these stuff. This game was way better, and I kind of wish that I miss the OG Apex, you know, where things were better and things didn't cost ridiculously expensive. And I mean, Apex stuff, don't get me wrong, Apex stuff always cost extremely expensive. Technically, they need to lower the price on everything. But yeah, I'm here to answer one of the fandom's question that I keep getting from the email. If you haven't reached me on Discord, join the Discord. Please join the Discord. It's a lot also where I respond to some of your questions. I check Discord every day, every time, every hour or so to check if there's any new questions, any response. So, yeah, join the Discord, guys. One of the things I want to answer here is the desperate questions, the two desperate questions that is on some of the fans' mind right now that I got several times. Is EA and Respawn broke? I'm starting to think so. I used to not think so. I used to not think they aren't. But now I'm just feeling like they are, because then nothing that we're doing that seemed to be working, and they still keep having things cost ridiculous amount expensive, and it just doesn't seem to get more people frustrated than even fix the game. So I would like them to take some time to fix the game, and so that the fans can get into the game and enjoy the game, so that the game isn't glitching or anything, and so that people can just... I want everybody to have fun playing the game. And this is just a way to tell people that this is just a way that is destroying the fans and the fandom, and it's making people draw away to watching Apex. You know, a lot of people used to watch this game, and since Destroyer hacked, it ruined the game, and it's just no fun when a hacker literally ruined it live online in front of so many people, and it just makes, like, I think also one of the reasons is the battle royale genre is getting a little tiring. I mean, Apex next season, again, guys, next season, we have to see what's being delivered next season. If what's being delivered next season is huge, I mean, even Fortnite, they released such a huge event. They released such events that I would find pretty enjoyable to actually enjoy. And but I don't see a lot of, like, Twitch. The Twitch numbers is just not as high as it used to be. Apex Legend Twitch numbers lower than it used to be. It's just like nobody is enjoying the game anymore, and it's just like Battle Royale, Call of Duty, like, the numbers are lower than they used to be. It's just not as high, and just the things that are keeping it up is just chatting and Grand Theft Auto, GTA 5, and that's gonna be. I'm super excited for GTA 6, and I'm just super stoked about that game. I'm getting it. I'm excited to start playing it when it releases. So yeah, just the main people who are keeping Fortnite up is players that are still trying to get back into the game. You know, it's just the game is Battle Royale in general has just died. The only people who are keeping the Battle Royale game are like Apex Legends, Timmy, Imperial House, you know, all just the main Apex players. Even the ALGS doesn't seem so, like, fun to get into anymore, because it's just like this year it was just hacked in front of a live audience, and they assured us that they're working on stuff, but they have not assured us that it's fixed. And I'm not against Apex at all. It's just I'm saying, like, you need to make security. They need to have security. I know some of you guys will say, oh, it takes a while to code. I get it. Coding is not an easy tool, and I get that it isn't easy. I get that it's not something you can just do as fast. And I totally see that. But I think they could, for a company that is doing a lot, I'm sure they're doing their best. But to answer back the question, are they broke? I would say so. I would say they're broke, yeah. Because they have made very, very expensive decisions on rising prices on everything that they've been doing. I mean, like, think about it. Everything that was low price, it's now, like, very expensive. An heirloom now will start costing probably $1,000 to even play with. And they're not releasing Legend Heirloom anymore. At least they're taking a pause on that for a little bit. They're releasing Universal Heirloom, which people don't respond to it well because of how much money it's costing for the heirloom. So it's just making people more and more frustrated on the poor company decisions that they're making throughout the game. It's like to a lot of people, they're not fixing the game, they're destroying the game. And I totally agree with that. It's just like, I'm not seeing changes. I'm not seeing the game being fixed. I'm not seeing them solving some of our issues and our problems that we've had through the game. I'm just seeing them as, like, here, We launch a game here, you see it, and then you get to play and then spend expensive amount of money, thousands to hundreds of dollars, for something that, you know, you will not enjoy as much. And cosmetic, they don't help you in the game. They don't do anything for you in the game. It's just there. That's the issue. It's just there. It's just for the fun, to have the fun enjoying the game. And now they're launching heirloom that has nothing to do with the story. And I miss heirloom that has to do with the story. But now they're just releasing heirloom that has nothing to do with the story. And it's just making more people frustrated about it. And more people want answers. They want to know if the game is fake. They want to know if this is. So yes, I would say they're broke. Physically right now they're broke. Because if they weren't broke, they wouldn't be making expensive decisions like this. These foolish decisions that they just recently made. And foolish decision that's coming in the past, with everything costing extra. And having tokens. I don't understand what those are. And also, what do you call it? Legendary tokens, I think that's what they're called. Crafting metal. Oh boy. They have become very pointless in the game. I need shotgun ammo. Since they've added since they added other stuff to the game, like being able to not use crafting metal, for now it just seems like crafting metal is pretty pointless, so there's no point of earning it now, since you're never ever gonna use it through the game, and it just destroys the point why it used to be there in the first place. And that's one of the things that I think that they're still doing worse about, and it's just ruining it. And it's just not as enjoyable as it used to be. And I wish that it goes back to how it used to be, and how they used to do it. And I don't know. It's just sad, you know. And I hope next season they get to really make it up to the fans. I hope next season they get to draw back the fans they've lost, you know. Because they've lost a lot of people, guys. They've lost a lot of people that used to be like the big supporter and that used to be part of the fandom that made this game great. And now they just, it feels like they're kicking more people out. And it's just super sad. Another question was, is Apex Legends dead? I've answered this question before. Like any battle royale game, eventually it does come to its final ending place. And I think Apex is one of those games that heads that way, that is heading that way to its final resting, you know, place, where, you know, the game is physically gone and not playable. Because right now, that's pretty much what it is. It's just like, it's not functionable, it's not playable anymore. And a lot of people feel like it's gone and dead, destroyed, finito, you know. And it does feel that way for sure. 100% it does feel that way. And that's why I think that to be able to fix this game, they need to add ways for fans to get free rewards. First of all, starts with forgiving the fans. And then maybe we can start talking about, you know, prices. And I think one of the issues is that they suffer and they fired up tons of workers out of Respawn. And people are actually encouraging, because Respawn didn't do it, didn't fire their workers, but then EA did. But then we end up running at EA doing the same exact move as any company did, and they fired some of their staff members. And this game, when they fire those staff members, this game comes with lots of glitches and lots of yang. And again, it comes with expensive of who they can afford and who they want to pay to hire to work on their games. And that's one of the things that I feel like Pixel does well. So yeah, guys, yeah, I don't know. Apex Legends is just heading towards a different path. I'm excited for next season. I'm excited to see what they do with the new legend. Hopefully they can solve the glitching, cheating, have a system that can keep people from, you know, cheating and pretty much everything that is in the game right now that is destroying the fun of the game. Hopefully they can stop that all and figure out with the newer update how to fix that. But yeah, guys, this is all I got for today. Some news of the event coming pretty soon. We got our next stories from the Outlands coming pretty soon. I'm super stoked about that one. It's actually one of those comic shorts. One of the things I'm excited is the events that's coming up about the about the Horizon versus Octane event. I'm super stoked about that one. Also, one of the things is they might not be broke. They might just need more. It could be broke, yeah. They could just need more money to create a new game. I heard they were working on a new game, whether it's going to be part of the Apex world, I'm not exactly sure. But one of the things that Respawn is doing that I'm super stoked, super excited about, is the cop. There's rumors about the cops. This is something Fortnite has done. And I tried some of them. There's too many good people in Fortnite. Too many good players. Sweaty players. but in the league, there's the Fortnite event does this. You play this event and you unlock this skin, you know, for character or whatever the new characters they offer. I think it's like a month. Weekly thingy, it's like every week. But one of the things that Apex Legends rumor is going around is that they're gonna start like cops leagues or something like that, where you enter in and then you play. I think it's gonna be like a solo mode. That's why some people assume that it's gonna be a solo mode, because it's gonna be a solo player mode. You enter into the cop, you play, you win, and then you get the cosmetic. That's why I'm reading in Twitter and other places is what people are assuming, that this is what it is. I'm not exactly sure this is what it is, but this is what people assume. Pretty much is you enter the game, you play, and then you earn these cops, and then at the end of the reward is maybe an outfit, a legendary outfit for you as a winner. So that will bring a game to a certain point where it's exciting. It's something that Fortnite has done for a while, and I figure that always gets people playing, and it's like an in-game tournament, and sometimes they do cash cops where you get actual money, and where you get like $100, $1,000, $2,000, you know, you have to enter with the team. Some people assume something like that will come to Apex Legends. Again, this is just a guess from a lot of players that I listen to and a lot of people I read from. And it sounds super exciting, guys. Like, it sounds like they're actually going somewhere with the game. Maybe that's why they needed the money, but they shouldn't really need money to if they already have some and they know how to work with some, you know. Apex Legends is one of those games that supports its own web search, and Yeah, I'm just. It's just interesting to me that they will need the audience that much, and it's just costing a lot. And I hope next season we get something good, something better. I'm really hoping that it's something good and just an exciting way we can look at Apex Legends, and I'm super stoked. So guys, thank you so much, guys, and I thank you, appreciate for everyone who listened to this podcast. Appreciate all of you guys. Thank you for all the comments below. I saw the comments, guys. Appreciate the love. But yeah, guys, thank you so much. And as always, you guys are the best, and I mean it, guys. Really mean it. You guys are really the best, and I appreciate all of you. And hopefully see you guys in the next episode. Hopefully I can come back and put more update out there. This was just meh. So until next time, guys, I'll see you in the next episode. Peace out.